Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the brothers have spoken on the phone with Kate reportedly acting as a peacekeeper. The Mirror reports the brothers are unlikely to meet face-to-face until Saturday morning ahead of Prince Philip's funeral in Windsor. A royal source said, William and Harry have managed to speak on the phone. They very much agree that this week is absolutely about supporting the Queen, the rest of the family, and commemorating the life and legacy of their grandfather. An insider says Kate is said to be hopeful of a resolution. Being so close to her own siblings, Pippa and James, and having witnessed firsthand the special bond between William and Harry, she has found the whole situation difficult and upsetting. She is certainly someone who shies away from conflict and will be hoping to soothe the tensions. William and Harry release separate statements about their grandfather. Prince William described him as an extraordinary man, while Prince Harry said he was a man of service, honor, and great humor, and the legend of banter. William's statement read, I will miss my grandpa, but I know he would want us to get on with the job. My grandfather's century of life was defined by service to his country and Commonwealth, to his wife and queen, and to our family. I feel lucky to have not just had his example to guide me, but his enduring presence well into my own adult life, both through good times and the hardest days. I will always be grateful that my wife had so many years to get to know my grandfather and for the kindness he showed her. I will never take for granted the special memories my children will always have of their great-grandpa coming to collect them in his carriage and seeing for themselves his infectious sense of adventure as well as his mischievous sense of humor. Harry's statement, he was authentically himself with a serious sharp wit and could hold the attention of any room due to his charm, and also because you never knew what he might say next. He will be remembered as the longest reigning consort to the monarch, a decorated serviceman, a prince and a duke. But to me, like many of you who have lost a loved one or grandparent over the pain of this past year, he was my grandpa, master of the barbecue, legend of banter, and cheeky right till the end. Meanwhile, Harry has started seeing other members of the family reportedly spending time with Princess Eugenie. According to Page Six, Harry reportedly flew into London's Heathrow Airport on Sunday and then went directly to Frogmore Cottage, where he is quarantining in accordance with UK coronavirus restrictions ahead of Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday. The princess, her husband, Jack Brooksbank, and their newborn, August Philip Hawke Brooksbank, have been living at Frogmore for the past few months. According to a source who spoke to Us Weekly, Harry is already missing Meghan and Archie and has been FaceTiming them every day to check in. He actually speaks to Meghan a few times a day because he worries about leaving her when she's so far along in her pregnancy. Page Six further reports that Harry is expected to head back to the US as quickly as possible, adding it's not known what visa Harry is on, or whether he has applied for his green card. According to current guidelines, he will have to apply for a national interest exception to travel home for the funeral, a top immigration attorney told us. However, there are also exceptions made for those who are married to US citizens. He will also have to adhere to COVID rules when he returns to the US. Current guidelines state that all visitors to the country must provide a negative test taken within 3 days of travel. The Crown Chronicles reports the Queen has carried out her first engagement since the passing of the Duke of Edinburgh. The Queen hosted an audience with Earl Peel as he formally stood down as Lord Chamberlain. Her Majesty invested him with the Royal Victorian Chain to mark his retirement. According to the Daily Mail, Prince Andrew wants to attend his father's funeral as an admiral, despite only holding the rank of honorary vice admiral. To mark Andrew's 60th birthday last year, the Queen was planning on making her son an admiral in the Royal Navy. However, the Duke turned down the offer of promotion in the wake of his former friend Jeffrey Epstein's death, as well as the Prince's disastrous Newsright interview a few months before. At the time, a Buckingham Palace spokeswoman said, by conversation, the Duke of York would be in line for military promotion on his 60th birthday. Following the decision by His Royal Highness to step back from public duties for the foreseeable future, the Duke of York has asked the Ministry of Defence if this promotion might be deferred until such time that His Royal Highness returns to public duty. Prince Andrew has not returned to public duties and therefore has not accepted the promotion. What rank he shall attend the funeral as will be decided by the Queen shortly. Palace Intrigue will be right back. CNN's headline was, Britain looked like it was in national mourning after Prince Philip's death. Not all of it was. From CNN, you could be forgiven for thinking that the entire United Kingdom is in a collective funk, distraught over the passing of Prince Philip and in a state of national mourning. The reality is a little more nuanced. Philip's death really is the beginning of the end of an era. It is a story that reminds us the Queen is a person, not just an institution, said Catherine Haddon, constitutional expert at the Institutional for Government. The irony is that her younger relatives have to date been little more than personalities, and it's not clear how well that will translate into becoming heads of the monarchy. In a way, Charles is caught between two worlds. It's not clear he will enjoy the deference his mother did because of his interventions with governments over the years, so traditional monarchists might not trust him to do the job with the same level of integrity. On the other hand, his personal brand has taken a sufficient hit that being more personal and accessible might not appeal in the same way as William and Kate, said Haddon. The idea that the institutions like the BBC and the government go into the days of mourning in a public-facing role of abeyance clearly confuses a lot of people, said Haddon. And the fact that we've been hearing personal recollections from members of the family suggests they probably know this. John Oliver was one of the less reverential when he appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers this week. Oliver pointed out that it seemed to him people were trying to not speak ill of the dead at first, but that faded away when some spoke too complimentary of the late prince. It's difficult when a 99-year-old with such a checkered moral history leaves us. It's hard to know exactly how to feel, or indeed, to actually articulate how you actually do. Oliver commented on others being too reverential. It feels like at that point all bets are off. Then the people who were biting their tongue go, "Fuck you, here's what he was like." Oliver also pointed out Prince Philip and the Queen were cousins. They were very close, and I don't think it was just restricted to them. I believe that family is familiar with one another. In the way they can't be close emotionally, they certainly are close biologically, and I think that's something. And from LAD Bible, comedian Lewis Spears was in the middle of his bit about the British royal family and how they have recently been in the news for all the wrong reasons. The royals are in the news, the royal family, the royal controversy. Can you believe that the royals are bad people? Yes, they live in castles. Of course, they're not very nice. Have you guys not seen Shrek? I saw one headline that was like, "Has the royal family lost touch with the commoners?" Yes, what gave it away? Was it the crown? Was it the cape? The throne? Or was it when they invented the term commoners? Then he moved on to the late Duke of Edinburgh. "Have you guys seen Prince Philip? The guy's 3,000 years old. I'm pretty sure he invented racism." It was at that point that an audience member informed Spears that it has been announced Philip had died. Lewis was given the statement from Buckingham Palace that confirmed the sad news, and everyone was in stitches at the awkward moment. Despite the news being confirmed to Lewis live on stage, he kept going with the jokes. "I have to say, it's a bit overdue." As CNN said, "Not everyone is in mourning." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.